In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. We apologize for the delay here a little bit getting started this morning. We had a restream issue, and so it's a software issue. It wasn't an issue with us. We've all been sitting here waiting to go, waiting for the technology to work. So good morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here this morning. I hope that people hung around until we could get our technology working this morning. It's Tuesday morning. It's morning coffee with Dr. T. I think of this event as though we plan to meet at a local coffee shop every Tuesday morning, have a short chat and a cup of coffee, and then be on our day. Remember that all the questions that come up in the Q&A have to be positioned and stated in a way that they are generalized questions for the general audience. I can't give personal medical advice, so please keep that in mind. So good morning, everyone. I just, since we're short on time this morning, because of the delay from our software, I just want to make a quick mention on and see what people think about this. I mean, there's a kind of a question mark that I have about this whole thing with Cuomo and Burks, with that interview that came up this last week. I mean, why are they suddenly coming clean and admitting that they had injuries and that injuries are real, and they want people to come forward? To come forward where? There's already, and Burke said, oh, I'm sure there's not a million. Well, apparently she's not familiar with what's going on over in VAERS. VAERS already has 1.6 million recorded injuries. And I've been told that they are probably 700,000 to 800,000 behind in terms of posting them up there. They're taking their foot dragging and taking their time, even though the all-cause mortality is up all over the world. And there was an article that came out yesterday that there's an organization called American for Health Freedom that apparently has 17,000 physicians that are joined on saying that we should pull this shot from the market. I guess a day late and a dollar short is still there standing up. Where were you in the last 4 years, physicians? In the last 4 years, can you believe this is 4 years since this whole thing started in 2020? You know, COVID started in March of 2020. So that's March of 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24. So it's 4 years. And now suddenly a bunch of physicians are saying we shouldn't do this anymore. And I said to my team, I said, I didn't even know there was a survey out there. I didn't even know that somebody was doing that. And there's only 17,000 physicians signed on to it. I guess more physicians knew about it. Maybe there would be more signatures. I mean, there are approximately 120,000 physicians in this country. So that isn't even, not even 10%. But I guess a day late and a dollar short, it's better than nothing. And so the injuries that are happening are still happening, and there's people that are still dying, and it's going to continue. So I guess people are coming around. I hate the term waking up, because I feel like if you're not awake by now, you're never going to be. You're always going to be in the category of you don't know or you whatever. So, yeah, let me see. Yeah, they have to decide they want to cover their butt or to triple down. I think that's really, really good. Really good comment. And physicians probably like their bonuses. That's probably true too. So let me just move this up here again. We're going to have a little shortened version today. So if you've got any questions, put them in the Q&A. So that we can roll on through here. I've got a back-to-back interviews today, it's been a busy day. My team's coming, and we're going to have a meetings, and we've got an open house that's coming up this coming Friday. Let me just plug that real quick here, an open house for Tenpenny Health Restoration Center here in Middleburg Heights. It's from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. It's by RSVP only. So if you want to get on the bed and see what it's like, if you want to come and meet the staff, meet the team, and see what that's all about, really, truly, ECP is an answer for so many problems. And we've got payment plans, we've got payment options, we've got different packages that we sell, and ECP is an incredible technology to treat for lung diseases, long COVID, for strokes, for erectile dysfunction, for COPD, for kidney failure. I mean, it just treats all sorts of things. I'm a little perplexed as to why people think that it's not necessary or they can't do it, because we do have a lot of different payment methods. And so please don't let money stand in the way of your health. You can go to Tenpenny Health Restoration Center in Middleburg Heights. We also have a new location that we're just opening up in Ventura. We're going to be having a grand opening event in Ventura, California on May the 31st. And so it's we've got a lot of activity that's going on over there that people need to learn more about. Is it an education issue that we're not talking about it more? I'd like to get some feedback from you guys about that. Because when I first learned about ECP a couple years ago now, I thought, wow, what a non-invasive, passive exercise, incredible tool, all kinds of things that bother you, all kinds of conditions that you have for health recovery from exercise and workout. There's just all kinds of things that a very long list of conditions that ECP can help, including if you're already healthy, it just makes sure that you stay that way. It creates your own blood flow issues. It increases the possibility for you to be able to think better, to act, but to have more stamina. And it's a really good tool. And so this Wednesday, we're having a little open house. Please RSVP by going to Tenpenny Health Restoration Center. And you can go to tenpennyecp.com, tenpennyecp.com. That's Tenpenny, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, P as in Peter.com. And look at what the whole thing is about and come and join us. I think you'll enjoy it, and it'll be a good time. You know, our Friday favorites, you know, we have, and the other thing that we have going on this entire month of May is a Mother's Day special at ECP. It's it's two treatments for $99. So it's like one treatment for $50, which is about a 75% discount. And you can come with your mother, so you can get on the bed and your mother can get on your bed, on the bed. And so we're doing for the entirety of May to bring your mom in so you can both enjoy the sessions. Now, you really, you know, occasionally people will get, they'll feel better after just one treatment. They'll go, wow, I really think clearly. I have a little bit more stamina, a little bit more energy. But as a general rule, you need at least 10 treatments in order to really feel the difference, that you really make a difference in your health. But this is a way to get started. You can feel what the treatment is like. You can experience it yourself. So if you can go to Tenpenny Health Restoration Center, the number, Cookie's already put the number and the open house things up there to RSVP. And I think that, you know, the 1 hour session for $99 for two people. So each of you can get on the bed at the same time. The center has four beds, and the fifth one is kind of not working right this at this point in time. We're waiting for some repairs on the fifth one, but it's a little place with a great energy, with great people that work there. And so we hope to see you on Friday. You know, we still are seeing myocarditis, and we're seeing all kinds of health sort of things that are still going on. And so it's important to take care of your health. I mean, that's kind of our message for this month about nutrition and about lifestyle and about exercise. excuse me, because we need to care of ourselves better, especially with all the things that are coming up in politics, in the news, and wars and rumors of wars and all sorts of things that are going on. You know, I talked to a friend of mine last night who's from Lebanon, whose family is over there, and he said that 80% of the people in Lebanon are now 80% of the people who live there are supported by family members outside of the country. It's like a slow genocide that's going on there. It's just really bad. When it used to be a very first world country, some of the best educational programs in the world, people all over Europe used to send their kids to Lebanon to go to university because it was so good. It was such a good place. And now they get 2 hours, one to 2 hours a day of electricity. They don't have any healthcare, any hospitals. It's really, I ask all of you to pray for Lebanon because it's something that, it's a country that nobody talks about, and it's like a slow genocide that's going on over there. And so I ask, we'll just say some extra prayers for Lebanon and put that in your wheelhouse. You know, this week we talked about physical activity and as a breast cancer prevention. It was one of the Substacks I wrote a while back, and that activity does increase blood flow. Increasing blood flow, particularly when you add in some zeolite and you add in some detox things, when you increase the blood flow, and you get more blood flow going through a particular area, you're going to clean it out. It's going to be much better. And so it was an interesting premise, and I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention on if you've got issues with, to prevent breast cancer. You know, the stats for breast cancer have been that 1 in 8 women are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer sometime in their life. 1 in 8. So if you go to a conference and you're sitting around an 8 top table, one of those people that are sitting there will end up with breast cancer at some point in time. That's a big risk. So I suggest that everyone do what they can to prevent that. And that includes increasing your exercise. So let me see. I can't see the chat very well over there, Cookie. It looks like everybody's kind of quiet this morning. There's not a lot of activity going on in the chat. And I only have one question here in the Q&A. The Q&A is, any idea what may be causing hair loss? Overall, I'm healthy with no jabs. Thank you. Hair loss is an interesting phenomenon because if you've been sick at all, you tend to have your hair doesn't grow as much. I mean, it's because your hair is a protein and it takes amino acids and a lot of different things that you have from your diet to generate hair. And if you've had an injury, if you've had an illness, if you are recovering from surgery or a trauma, your body has more important things to do than grow hair for you, quite honestly. And so it takes all of that nutrition and puts it into those areas. So hair loss is interesting. And a postmenopausal women, one of the reasons that a hair loss is pretty prevalent is the fact that you don't have any progesterone anymore into your menstrual cycles. If you're postmenopausal, you still make it estrogen because your ovaries and your adrenal glands still make a little bit of estrogen the whole rest of your life. And when you, but you don't, you're not making any progesterone. And progesterone is really important for hair follicles. It's what keeps your hair in your hair follicle. It's like if you pull your hair and it doesn't come out, it's because hair follicles are strong and they're strongly binding to the skin in your scalp. And so what I've done a lot of times is I've written prescriptions for postmenopausal women who are still having maybe some mild hot flashes or whatever. And then I'll have them take the residual of the progesterone cream and rub it together with their fingers and then massage it into their scalp. And it's all over their scalp, particularly if there's a particular area where you're having some hair loss. And it helps to stabilize and strengthen the hair follicles. You know, natural progesterone also helps with your heart. It helps with your lungs. It helps with your bones. And so, and I've seen it. It takes a while. It doesn't happen just instantly, but I've seen it work over a matter of 3 to 6 months where people start growing new hair, they'll feel like, you know, they'll rub their hands along their scalp and you can feel the little spiky little fuzzies that are growing back, and that the hair that is there seems to get stronger. And that comes from adding in some natural progesterone cream that you just rub together in your fingers and then massage it into your hair. If there's a particular area that you have the hair loss, or you just massage it in all over your head. So hopefully that will give you some solutions there, Diane, that will help. Oh, there. So the follow-up question was, I recommend cream over the oral form. Yes, I do. I recommend the natural progesterone cream more than the oral pill form of progesterone. I can't even remember last time that I wrote for an oral. I mean, we're talking decades that since I wrote for an oral progesterone pill. I've always prescribed the cream. And the thing about using testosterone or progesterone creams or even estrogen patches is, do not put them on the same area of your body over and over and over again. You know, if you're using a cream, alternate the inside of your legs or your underneath your arms, underneath your where your triceps is, across your chest, in various places. And the reason for that is that the skin absorbs those creams, and then as they absorb the creams, the skin gets saturated, and as you keep applying more cream in that area, it just doesn't absorb it all. I remember lots of patients over the years that, you know, it's just out of habit. There was a gentleman that I had that used a topical testosterone cream and just always put it on the inside of his right thigh. The inside of his left thigh. He just would squeeze it out onto his left hand and he would just naturally just rub it on the inside of his left thigh. And then over time, he came into the office and he said, I think I need to get retested and get a different strength because this just doesn't seem to be helping me. It doesn't seem to be working anymore. And I asked him about, are you rotating it to various parts of your body? He said, no, nobody ever said that. Well, I remember saying it to him because I tell everybody that, but apparently he forgot. And the pharmacist didn't say anything about it, and he didn't think about it when he was at home. And I said, so the dose I think is appropriate, but just instead of continually always rubbing it on the inside of your left thigh, start to rotate it around to various places. And, you know, and if you're doing it 7 days a week, you know, find, you know, there, you've got lots of skin surface area. You could do it in a lot of different places. But the same thing with the progesterone cream, or if you're using an estrogen patch to put it on different areas of your body, on your backside, on your hips, if you're using it there. And you should never take an estrogen patch without taking some progesterone with it. It's called unopposed estrogen. And it's always important that you take progesterone and estrogen together and rotate that progesterone in various different places. Would the cream be something to try for alopecia in a young woman? The answer is yes. The difference is how that you prescribe it. In a young woman, a woman that's still cycling, it's important to do it 3 weeks on and 1 week off, kind of with your menstrual cycle. So you'll figure out the 1 week of during the month where you are actually bleeding, where you're actually having your period, and you don't take it that week, but you take it during the other 3 weeks of your menstrual cycle, the other 3 weeks of your menstrual cycle. And again, doing the same thing, just a little of that natural progesterone and rub it into your scalp. But it's you want to not be taking progesterone when you're on your period, because it's the withdrawal of the progesterone in a normal cycle that you at the beginning of your cycle, both estrogen and progesterone are very low and they both increase until mid cycle. And then when you ovulate, you produce a whole bunch of progesterone. So it's why that week three of your menstrual cycle is generally the week where you have, where you're most likely to get pregnant. Because you've got high estrogen, high progesterone, both of them are working to make, if the egg and the sperm come together, now you've got the most blood entrenched tissue on the inside of your uterus at that point in time for implantation of the zygote. And then if you don't, get pregnant, the estrogen drops off and the progesterone falls off precipitously. And it's in that falling off precipitously of progesterone that is makes you start to bleed in your period. And so you don't want to be taking progesterone that whole time or using it a little bit, even a little bit topically, even when you're just using a tiny little bit for during the week that you are bleeding or actually having your period, because you want that progesterone and estrogen level to be really low. So how often would you lightly rub the cream on your head? Well, if you're taking the progesterone every day, I would do it every day. Just a little tiny bit, and you know, I'm not going to mess up my hair to show you, but just slide your fingers underneath your hair and just massage it into your scalp. And you can that light just a little bit. It's not like you take a toothpaste and squeeze it all across your finger and rub that in. It's just more just the residuals of the cream. You just put a little bit in there, just a little bit enough to stimulate the hair follicles and to nourish the hair follicles. A lot of times that your hair is falling out because you're estrogen dominant. Got too much estrogen going on. A little bit of progesterone seems to really help. Progesterone cream be used by cancers and hair loss for chemo? I don't think so. That's a really good question, Janice, but I don't think so because the reason that hair loss during chemotherapy is completely different. It's because the hair follicles have been poisoned, literally poisoned by the chemotherapy. And when they've been poisoned, the progesterone isn't going to do much. Now, when you're done with the chemotherapy and you're maybe 3 months out, that may be a good time to use just that little trace of progesterone to on your scalp to help to stimulate hair regrowth. But it would not be, I don't think it would help at all. And it wouldn't be a good place to use progesterone when you're in the middle of the chemotherapy treatment. And the reason for the hair loss is because chemotherapy kills fast-growing cells. That's why it kills the inside lining of your mouth and your GI tract and all those different places. It's the whole principle behind chemotherapy is to, kill everything. And hopefully you killed the cancer cells in the process while, you know, you killed everything. And then now when you stop the chemo, cancer cells will be gone and your body will regenerate. And all of those cells that are supposed to be will come back to life. That's kind of how chemo works. And it can, so I wouldn't use it during chemotherapy, but afterwards, it might be a little bit that you could try. If using progesterone cream for menopause, is it okay to apply additional at the same time to the scalp for the hair loss? Yes, because what you're doing is you're taking, after you've squirted out a lot of times I used to prescribe it in syringes. And it comes in different syringes, and you use like 2 or 3 millimeters, little marks on your skin, or they've got little things that click now. And so you use 1 click or 2 click of the progesterone. And so you're rubbing it on, you know, you put it on your left hand, and then you rub it on the inside of your right forearm. What is left over is what you use. So it's your kind of daily dose of what you were doing with the cream. You're not doing another click. You're just taking the residual amounts, the little bit of cream that you feel, rub it on together on your fingers, and then massage it into your scalp. Really great questions, guys. That was really, really good. That was good questions. There's a question in here. If a new mother wants her baby circumcised, and does the baby have to have a vitamin K shot? Could it be oral drops and vitamin K? What do you suggest? Well, circumcision is a Jewish procedure, and it's and normally the rabbis would do a circumcision on day 7 or day 8 because it's by day 7 or day 8 that your own vitamin K starts to click in from your liver, so that the blood can clot after the circumcision and after the surgery. So, he wouldn't need to take any vitamin K for the circumcision if you wait till at least day 7 or day 8, which has been the Jewish tradition for millennia. And but you could do a little oral vitamin K afterwards so that you, you know, do a few drops so that, you know, blood clots after the surgery, because circumcision is a surgery. And, you know, I've never understood. I was going to do a course for Learn For You on circumcision. And we've done a couple of surveys about it. And it, I don't know, it didn't seem to be a lot of interest. And so I never went through with that. And I've got some slides from some of the top sex educators in the country that they talked about circumcision. And it's a really big slide deck. And they gave me permission to use it in order to make a course. And I just never really have. But, you know, I've never understood why, when they do circumcision, why they don't use some Novocaine, some lidocaine, and to numb up that foreskin before they cut it off. I mean, they've done all kinds of studies over decades of the trauma that happens to little boys when they go through circumcision. You know, that's if you've ever seen the procedure, you'd understand why. But it's the same sort of thing as if you know, suddenly you just decide to cut off his pinky finger or his fifth toe. You know, you just without any numbing, without any anything, you just strap him to this bed and their penis comes through a little hole in a little instrument, and then they just cut it off. And the babies are peeing and pooping and screaming and crying and doing everything they can to get away because it's painful. And they've talked about that babies afterwards how they're withdrawn and kind of sullen, and my business partner Matt, who used to do a lot, who had practice in medical hypnotherapy, he said that there's, you know, men that they are adults and they have somehow had a subconscious feeling of abandonment and being assaulted, even though they never have been assaulted. And one of the questions that he would say to them is, well, have you been circumcised? And they would have to go through some regressive therapy to resolve that. I've never understood why they, in this day and age, why they don't numb it up. You know, the theory has been, oh, well, it's so quick, it's so over. By the time you numb it up, you're done with the procedure. Well, sort of like, again, if you're going to cut off their fifth toe, if it's a really quick procedure, but it's going to be so painful because you're doing it, wouldn't taking an extra 5 minutes to numb up that skin and make it be less painful be a better idea? And so I've never quite understood that. I've read a lot about it. I've written a lot about it. And so if you guys think that would be a really interesting course you'd like to see me put together, say so over there in the chat. And then you can get some feedback to Cookie and Heather, and they can let me know about that. But I would say numb it up, wait at least 7 days, and then you could take a little bit of oral vitamin K afterwards if you have any bleeding problems with that.
Next question. I have a question from Rumble.
Yeah.
Sure. Karen and Bull asks, does ECP help for atrial septal aneurysms?
No. No, it doesn't. An aneurysm is like a balloon in an artery or in a piece of tissue. And it's a balloon that's kind of overblown. So it doesn't help that. In fact, if you've got an atrial septal aneurysm, that's something I don't know that I've ever even heard of before, but I would think that depending on the size of the aneurysm, ECP may even be a contraindication to that. The atrial septum is the tissue between the two parts of atria and your heart. I don't know how you have an aneurysm on that piece of tissue, but I would say, regardless of the diagnosis and maybe the proper terminology, that would not be something that ECP would help. That's a good question, Karen. Thanks for bringing that up. Anything else, Cookie?
That's it from Rumble.
Okay. There's another question.
We have a
question.
Couple more in the Q&A.
Okay. Can you post them over into the... I see the ones in the Q&A. Is there a natural way to correct Dupuytren's contracture for the bent fixture? Possibly acupuncture is about the only thing that I've really seen work for that. Sometimes taking powdered collagen helps, and we have a really good brand. I'm taking it now. That's from our store, the collagen. It's a great powder. It tastes really good. And I take that with an amino acid supplement that's from our store. That's really super tasty and good too. I take that generally in the morning. And the collagen, or I take the amino acids in the morning. I take the collagen at night. There has been some reports that collagen somehow helps you sleep better. Excuse me. And because I'm still struggling with getting any quality sleep, trying all kinds of things to try to be. Oh, excuse me, to try to get my sleep to be a little bit better. But so I would say the powdered collagen might help. Maybe acupuncture. There's not a lot that I know of that really helps that other than surgery. I don't think anybody even knows what causes it. Why you start, what a Dupuytren contracture is, it's that it's the tendon on the inside of your finger, like down through the palm of your hand, it starts to constrict and it stays in that position. And sometimes people get like trigger fingers that they bend their fingers sometimes, and sometimes it stays in that bent position and sometimes it doesn't. But Dupuytren contracture is all of the tendons across the palm of your hand start to have a flexure, a flexure contracture. And I don't think anybody really even knows what causes it, but those are some things that might help it. My 3-year-old grandson has MTHFR. What can my daughter do to help detox him? Well, it's not so much about the detox. There are really great websites out there that go into great detail about MTHFR. It's an enzyme. It's an enzyme that actually acts to bind folate to your, it binds a methyl group to your folate. And so when you take folate, normally when you have a normally functioning MTHFR enzyme, it's not a gene, it's an enzyme. And when you have a normally functioning enzyme, it takes a methyl group and binds it to the folate. Then that methyl group on the edge of the folate can be used as a handle to pull it into your cells. And so it's and if you don't have if you have a functioning MTHFR enzyme, which a large number of the population has at least one, there's 4 genes that you get, at least one is defective. You can't bind that methyl group to the folate. And so you don't get good activation of your folate and B12. And so it's really important for you work around that, and you have to take a methylfolate supplement. We've got several in our store. You can get them as a liquid. You can get them in terms of a drop since he's only 3 years old. There might even be some chewables that are available that have methylated folate. And that's what you would be looking for, methylated folate that he would be able to take. In terms of detoxing him as a 3-year-old, I think I'd go cautiously with that. And I would just say, you know, the main thing to do in terms of at his age is to make sure that he doesn't get addicted to sugar. You know, sugar is a learned response, and that, and sweetness is a learned response. I have patients in my practice that they've never ever given their kids anything with sugar in it. You know, if they want something sweet, they'll have like a piece of fruit, or they'll have some honey or some maple syrup or something that's a real food in terms of something sweet. And so they never developed a taste for white refined sugar. So I think that is a really important form of detox, is to just not put that stuff in your body. So, there are great websites out there about, I think it might even be mthfr.com, that talk about about this enzyme, what happens, how it gets defective. I mean, once it's defective, you really repair it. You have to work on it. So that's what you can do with that. Does CardioMiracle help improve the immune system for people that got COVID? Yes, it does. because of the nutrients that are in Cardio Miracle, and also because of the ability for it to make nitric oxide, it can help people who've gotten the COVID vaccine just to have better overall health. It can also, ECP is something that really helps detox your system and helps people that have long haul COVID. We actually have I actually have printed out a study, because there's a thing that I'm doing a little bit later today about long haul COVID. There's actually a study that actually showed that ECP can help treat COVID, long haul COVID symptoms. So if you've got somebody that has a long haul COVID problem, ECP may be your answer. And one last question here for this morning. Does the progesterone cream need to be prescription? Can it be the cream over the counter? Is there a brand that's good? I don't recommend any specific brands. The ones that you get over the counter are usually made with a wild yam. And depending on how they're made, they may or may not be good in good quality in terms of natural progesterone. But it's worth a try. I've always used progesterone prescriptions in my office, because when you get them from the compounding pharmacy, you know what's in them. You know that it's just progesterone and it's a natural non-inflammatory cream. It doesn't come with all the preservatives and all the other stuff that generally comes with the over-the-counter progesterones. And so I usually would get, and it's usually somewhere between 30 and 40 milligrams per gram is what we get in terms of the prescription. So it's, if you're working with a holistic doctor and a holistic naturopath or a holistic doctor, like you can have, get if you're local, we'd love to see you at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center. Have you come at TIMC? It's our clinic that we've had people from all 50 states and about 20 foreign countries that have come there to see the doctors that are there. And even though my medical license has been reinstated at this point in time, I don't have any plan to go back to seeing patients. I have lots of other irons in the fire, and I'm still recovering a little bit from this stroke issue. Even though, thank the Lord and thank you for all of your prayers and continued prayers and support, I'm about 90 to 95% better, but I still have a ways to go, and I really have other things that I'm working on now, as opposed to seeing patients in the clinic. That said, Dr. Clapper is there, Sandy, Carla, my physician's assistants. We've got great nurses and RNs that are there. It's a great little place to go to get your healthcare needs met. You know, Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center has been around since 1996. So we've been around for a really long time, serving lots of patients. Our schedules are generally pretty full, but we would love to see you. And so if you've got issues with hair loss, if you've got issues with menopause, Dr. Clapper is really a wizard at helping people with postmenopausal, like hot flashes and things like that. She uses some really unique tests, and she's just a great doctor. So many of my patients have sent, when I had the stroke, a lot of people sent me text messages or sent me emails and said, you know, I've been in Dr. Clapper and I really just love her. And that's kind of the way it is. She's just an incredible gem. So we have questions up there, Cookie, this morning?
We have one, and then I think we can wind down. Dana and Rumble asks, what about ECP for severe idiopathic kidney disease? How many treatments are required, and are there any places in Canada that does it?
We'll start from the end first. I don't know any place in Canada. I've actually talked to several different people about me setting up a center in Canada, but that hasn't happened yet. So I don't know about any places in Canada. Idiopathic, it does help with kidney disease, and a full course of treatments is 35 treatments. That's the way it's been published in the medical literature. And it really, so it's really a 2 to a 3 week program that you do. And it's you can do two treatments a day. Some people even do three treatments a day. I think that that's kind of a lot. It's like, you know, getting on your treadmill for an hour three times a day. that's kind of a lot. And you could do it twice a day, you know, once in the morning, once in the late afternoon. People that come from out of town to both of our centers, they almost always do two treatments a day just because it narrows down the amount of time. But we have case reports. I have two patients that their kidney function greatly improved from doing ECP. One had an elevated creatinine due to long-term use of anti-inflammatories for a pain problem that he has. That he's tried everything else and nothing else would work. And so his blood pressure was going up and his kidneys were starting to take a hit from the long-term anti-inflammatories. That really helped. And I have another patient with long-standing hypertension and actually was in grade 3, almost grade 4 renal failures when you get to the point that you need to be on dialysis. He was in grade 3 and after doing ECP, and he's coming back for some follow-up to do another 2-week course. It was 2 years ago when he came. And when he went to see his kidney doctor, his doctor said, how did you go from a 4 to a 2 in terms of classifications? And he said, I think it was ECP, because ECP increases blood flow to you, every organ in your body, including your kidneys. So the nephrologist said, well, I don't know what you're doing. I've never heard of this helping, you know, kidney disease, but it makes sense. Keep doing what you're doing. So he's actually coming back up for a little extra tune-up right now. So I think that kind of covers it for this morning, doesn't it, Cookie?
Yes, it does.
Well, I think that we've had a great morning together this morning. Thank you for all the questions that came up. Please bring your questions when you come. I'll do my best to answer everything that I can and get through all of the questions. It's sort of like people like to do the morning, so we'll see what happens with continuing to do this morning coffee with Dr. T on Tuesday. So I want to thank you, everyone, for joining us here this morning with our little coffee clutch. And oh, by the way, my coffee cup this morning, can you see it? It says on the front of it, it says, God's children are not for sale. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. That's for taking care of the little ones. And so you can get this cup and a t-shirt that says the same thing on it by going to our apparel store. I have a whole bunch of different cups from my store. Yes, I shop from my own store because I like our stuff. And so I shop over there myself. So, and it is, and remember that we've got 7 broadcasts a week now. We do this week with Dr. T. And for those of you that are podcast members, the premium podcast members, we do a deep dive with Dr. T with those same guests. So that you can learn a little bit more about them personally, what drives them, what keeps them going. And then on Monday nights, we do a Brighteon show at 7:00. Really interesting people that we've had in our Brighteon show. Tuesday morning, of course, is morning coffee. Tuesday night is happy hour with Dr. T. And so it's a really good time where we pray and get together. And it's a good last thing that I want to talk about here just for just a minute is my new book. My new book that is, if you haven't got a copy yet, you can go to drtenpenny.com and scroll down. It's called Walking with God. It's not real thick, and it's not necessarily the kind of book that you read from cover to cover, but it's got lots of pictures and graphics, and it's like a way to inspire you. I just flipped open to this one. When God lets you down, don't be discouraged, lean in. And then there's a verse from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And then we pray together at the end. So it's a type of book that I hope that people will use for a long time. It's not just a one and done sort of thing. And that it'll be something that you will gratefully, I would be grateful if you support getting the book. And it's if you order it from the website, it will be about 3 to 5 business days and you will get the book. So with that, I want to thank everybody for coming this morning. I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is rejoice. Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, we'll see you here. Same place, same time, next Tuesday morning. Until the next time, lean into God, trust him. He'll never let you down. And we thank you so much for being here. So have a great week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.